7 Things Successful Communicators Say That Others Don't. Communication is the cornerstone of success in both personal and professional life. Yet, despite its fundamental importance, effective communication remains an elusive skill for many. The difference between average communicators and exceptional ones often lies not in grand speeches or elaborate presentations, but in simple, powerful phrases they consistently incorporate into their conversations. These phrases reflect a mindset that prioritizes clarity, empathy, and connection, attributes that distinguish truly influential communicators from the rest. In today's fast-paced business environment, effective business communication skills have become increasingly vital for career advancement and organizational success. Whether leading a team meeting, negotiating with clients, or collaborating with colleagues, your communication approach can either bridge gaps or create barriers. Understanding the nuances of impactful communication can transform your professional relationships and accelerate your path to leadership. The most successful communicators understand that what they say and how they say it creates ripples that extend far beyond the immediate conversation. Their words build trust, foster inclusion, and inspire action. They've mastered the art of saying things that others often avoid or overlook, and this mastery sets them apart in every interaction. According to communication experts, business communication encompasses all methods and practices used to share information within an organization, from verbal exchanges to written documentation and everything in between. The most effective communicators navigate these channels with intention and skill, choosing their words deliberately to achieve maximum impact. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore 7 powerful phrases that successful communicators regularly employ, phrases that might seem simple on the surface but carry profound implications for building stronger connections and driving better outcomes. By incorporating these expressions into your communication arsenal, you'll notice a remarkable difference in how your messages are received and how others respond to your leadership. 1. I don't know, but I'll find out. Perhaps one of the most powerful phrases in a successful communicator's repertoire is the honest admission of knowledge gaps coupled with a commitment to close them. In a world where many feel pressured to have immediate answers, saying "I don't know, but I'll find out" stands out as a refreshing demonstration of authenticity and reliability. Great communicators understand that pretending to know everything undermines credibility. Effective business communication is built on trust and transparency, not on the illusion of omniscience. When leaders acknowledge the limits of their knowledge while committing to further investigation, they model intellectual humility and continuous learning values that inspire teams and build lasting trust. This phrase accomplishes several things simultaneously. It prevents the spread of misinformation. It demonstrates integrity and honesty. It shows a commitment to accuracy and follow-through. It creates an opportunity for deeper research and more thorough responses. In practice, this might sound like, "That's an excellent question about the projected market trends. I don't have the specific figures at hand, but I'll research them and email everyone the data by tomorrow morning." This approach maintains your credibility while ensuring that the information eventually provided is accurate and valuable. Research shows that leaders who admit knowledge gaps and then follow through with answers are rated higher on trustworthiness than those who provide immediate but potentially inaccurate information. It's not the initial lack of knowledge that people remember, but rather your commitment to finding the answer. 2. What do you think? These 4 simple words represent a fundamental shift from monologue to dialogue. Successful communicators know that effective exchange isn't just about transmitting information, it's about creating space for others to contribute and be heard. By asking "What do you think?", they transform conversations from one-directional statements into collaborative explorations. This phrase demonstrates several key attributes of exceptional communicators: respect for others' perspectives and expertise, willingness to consider alternative viewpoints, recognition that the best solutions often emerge from diverse input, commitment to inclusive decision-making. Effective business communication requires active participation from all stakeholders, not just those in positions of authority. When leaders regularly ask for input, they tap into the collective intelligence of their teams, uncovering insights and solutions that might otherwise remain hidden. The phrase is particularly powerful when used authentically, not as a perfunctory gesture, but as a genuine invitation to contribute. Successful communicators ask this question, then create space for the answer by listening attentively without interruption. They acknowledge the input they receive and incorporate relevant suggestions into final decisions. In practice, this might look like pausing during team discussions to ask, "We've outlined the marketing strategy from our perspective, but Jane, you've worked directly with these customer segments. What do you think about this approach?" This validates Jane's expertise while potentially enhancing the quality of the final strategy. 3. I made a mistake. Perhaps no phrase better separates exceptional communicators from average ones than the willingness to admit errors. In environments where many leaders fear vulnerability might be perceived as weakness, successful communicators understand that acknowledging mistakes actually strengthens their position and builds deeper trust. Mastering business communication requires emotional intelligence, including the self-awareness to recognize when you've erred and the courage to acknowledge it publicly. By modeling accountability, leaders create psychologically safe environments where innovation can flourish because team members aren't paralyzed by fear of perfect performance. When successful communicators say, "I made a mistake," they typically follow it with a clear explanation of what went wrong, without excuses. The impact or consequences of the error. The steps they're taking to rectify the situation. What they've learned to prevent similar mistakes. This comprehensive approach transforms a potential credibility loss into an opportunity to demonstrate integrity, learning agility, and commitment to improvement. It shifts the focus from blame to growth and reinforces a culture where continuous improvement matters more than perfect performance. In practice, this might sound like, "I made a mistake in how I analyzed the quarterly figures. I overlooked the seasonal adjustment factor, which led us to overestimate our Q1 projections by approximately 12%. I've recalculated the numbers and shared the updated forecast, and I've also implemented a second verification step in our analysis process to ensure this doesn't happen again. 4. Can you help me understand?" Successful communicators have mastered the art of curious inquiry. Rather than making assumptions or jumping to conclusions when faced with unfamiliar ideas or disagreement, they lean in with genuine curiosity, asking, "Can you help me understand?" This phrase opens doors to deeper comprehension and signals respect for the other person's perspective. This approach is particularly valuable in three common scenarios: when encountering resistance to ideas or proposals, when receiving feedback that seems puzzling or misaligned, when navigating complex or unfamiliar territories. By asking for clarification, successful communicators accomplish several things simultaneously. They demonstrate humility and a growth mindset. They reduce defensive reactions in potentially tense conversations. They gather more complete information before forming judgments. They show respect for others' expertise and viewpoints. This approach is particularly powerful when dealing with rejection or pushback. Rather than becoming defensive or dismissive, skilled communicators get curious. They recognize that understanding the reasoning behind rejection often reveals valuable insights that can lead to better solutions. In practice, this might sound like, "You mentioned that the timeline for this project seems unrealistic. Can you help me understand the specific aspects that concern you?" This invitation creates space for constructive dialogue rather than positioning the parties as adversaries. The phrase is most effective when delivered with genuine curiosity rather than as a rhetorical device or veiled criticism. The tone should convey openness to learning rather than challenging the other person's position. 5. "I appreciate your perspective." Validation is a fundamental human need, yet in many interactions, people feel unheard or dismissed. Successful communicators recognize the power of acknowledging others' viewpoints even when they don't fully agree with them. The phrase "I appreciate your perspective" signals respect and creates space for diverse thinking. This expression is particularly valuable in disagreements where multiple valid viewpoints exist, cross-functional collaborations where different priorities compete, feedback conversations where perspectives may naturally differ, negotiations where finding common ground is essential. When delivered sincerely, this phrase helps to escalate tension and build bridges. It acknowledges the validity of another's experience without requiring you to abandon your own position. This approach transforms potential rejection or conflict into opportunities for deeper understanding and growth. Successful communicators understand an important truth: acknowledging someone's perspective doesn't mean you agree with their conclusions. It simply recognizes their right to hold their view based on their unique experiences and information. This distinction allows for respectful dialogue even amid significant differences. In practice, this might sound like, "I appreciate your perspective on prioritizing feature development over fixing existing bugs. I can see how that approach aligns with your focus on market expansion. From my vantage point in customer support, I'm seeing the impact of those bugs on retention rates, which is why I'm advocating for a different balance." This formulation acknowledges the validity of the other view while clearly articulating your own position. It creates a foundation for productive problem-solving rather than positioning the conversation as a win-lose debate. 6. Let me be clear about. Clarity is the cornerstone of effective communication, yet ambiguity often creeps into our exchanges. Successful communicators proactively eliminate confusion by explicitly highlighting key points with the phrase "Let me be clear about." This verbal signpost directs attention to critical information and reduces the risk of misunderstandings. This phrase serves multiple purposes. It signals to listeners that what follows deserves special attention. It provides an opportunity to restate complex ideas in simpler terms. It allows for correction of potential misinterpretations before they take root. It demonstrates the speaker's commitment to being understood, not just heard. Emotional intelligence in communication includes the ability to recognize when messages might be misinterpreted and to clarify proactively. Successful communicators don't leave understanding to chance, they take responsibility for ensuring their message lands as intended. The phrase is particularly valuable in situations involving complex technical information that needs simplification. High-stakes decisions where alignment is crucial. Emotional topics where misinterpretation is likely. Cross-cultural communication where different assumptions may exist. In practice, this might sound like, "Let me be clear about the timeline for this transition. While the full migration will take 6 months, customer-facing changes won't begin until month 4, and we'll implement them incrementally over the final quarter. This means your teams have 3 months to complete internal preparations before any external shifts occur." This clarification eliminates ambiguity and ensures everyone operates with the same understanding of expectations and sequencing. It prevents the costly misalignments that often result from assumed rather than explicit comprehension. 7. No. Perhaps surprisingly, one of the most powerful phrases in a successful communicator's vocabulary is the simple word no. While many struggle with rejection, both giving and receiving it, exceptional communicators understand that clear boundaries and honest limitations are essential for sustainable relationships and outcomes. Setting boundaries without alienating others requires skill and intention. Successful communicators have mastered the art of declining requests, proposals, or demands in ways that maintain relationships while protecting priorities. Their no comes from clarity about their values and commitments rather than from fear or avoidance. When saying no, effective communicators typically acknowledge the request with respect. Provide a brief rationale, without over-explaining. Offer alternatives when possible. Remain firm without becoming defensive. This approach transforms what could be perceived as rejection into a clarification of boundaries and capabilities. It demonstrates respect for oneself and for the other party by avoiding false commitments that lead to disappointment. Maintaining composure when declining requests or receiving rejection is a hallmark of emotional maturity and effective communication. By modeling a healthy relationship with the word no, leaders create cultures where honest communication thrives and sustainable commitments become the norm. In practice, this might sound like, "I appreciate you thinking of me for this project committee. After reviewing my current commitments and the expected time investment for this initiative, I need to decline. I'm currently focused on delivering the marketing automation system, which requires my full attention through Q3. I'd be happy to recommend some colleagues who might bring valuable perspective to your committee." This response is clear while remaining respectful and helpful. It protects the communicator's priorities without damaging the relationship or closing the door to future collaboration. Putting it all together, the integrated communication approach. The 7 phrases we've explored aren't isolated tactics but elements of an integrated communication philosophy. Successful communicators weave these expressions into their everyday interactions, creating a consistent experience that builds trust, clarity, and connection over time. The true power of these phrases lies not in their individual impact but in the mindset they reflect. They demonstrate a commitment to truth over perfection, respect for diverse perspectives and experiences, the courage to be vulnerable and accountable, a genuine curiosity about others' thinking, a dedication to clarity and understanding, the wisdom to set and respect boundaries. By incorporating these phrases into your communication approach, you'll notice several shifts in your professional interactions. Reduced defensiveness from others, even in challenging conversations. Increased psychological safety within teams. More creative and innovative problem solving. Stronger relationships built on authentic connection. Greater alignment around decisions and priorities. More effective execution due to clearer understanding. While these phrases may seem simple, perhaps even obvious, their consistent application sets exceptional communicators apart. The distinction lies not in knowing these principles but in applying them habitually, especially in high-pressure situations when default communication patterns tend to emerge. Conclusion. In an age where technical skills are increasingly automated or commoditized, the ability to communicate effectively has become a primary differentiator in professional success. The 7 phrases explored in this article represent patterns of communication that build trust, foster inclusion, and drive results. Successful communicators understand that how they speak reflects how they think about themselves, others, and the shared work they undertake. By consciously incorporating phrases that demonstrate humility, curiosity, clarity, and respect, they create environments where collaboration thrives and outcomes improve. As you reflect on your own communication patterns, consider which of these phrases already appear in your vocabulary and which might strengthen your effectiveness if adopted more consistently. The journey to communication excellence isn't about perfection but about progress, adding new tools to your repertoire while remaining authentically yourself. The most powerful aspect of these communication practices is that they're accessible to anyone willing to practice them. Unlike technical skills that might require specialized education, these approaches can be implemented immediately and refined through consistent application. Each conversation becomes an opportunity to build your communication muscle memory. Remember that successful communication isn't measured by how eloquently you speak but by how clearly you are understood and how effectively you build connection. By embracing these 7 powerful phrases, you position yourself to communicate in ways that others don't and to achieve results that set you apart as a leader and influencer in your professional sphere.